Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela. As we are continuing along with the program, in the studio with me right now is Kristen Cambenzi, who is the race director with the Swim Teal Lake for Diabetes. Also in the studio, Chris Plord, RN and diabetes educator. Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
Well, Kristen, let's talk about Swim Teal Lake for Diabetes. What's happening, when and where, and how do folks get involved?
All right. Our 16th annual Swim Teal Lake is going to be Saturday, July 27th. It's a 2.25-mile swim across Teal Lake. We start on the Nagani side and swim all the way to the Ishpeming side. We also have a short and sweet swim, which is a 1/4-mile swim. It's a great event for people who are just trying to, you know, get their feet wet, so to speak, with open water swimming. So it's a great event, open to all ages. So we're getting ready.
What's it for? What's it all about?
All the funds go to the UP Diabetes Outreach Network and helps with some of our programming. Some of the things we're working on are like a insulin initiative to help people with type 1 diabetes afford their insulin. We're also working on a type 1 summit that's coming up in November.
So if people want to get involved, there's still time, obviously. What's the best way to get registered for this?
To get registered, go to teallakeswim.com. We're also looking for kayakers. If anyone is interested in help kayak to keep our swimmers safe, they can email or they can call me at 906-273-1120.
And that is to kind of help keep the race within the parameters and sort of be support staff on it, right?
Yeah, we have up to 100 swimmers in the water. And it just kind of helps keep the swimmers safe. We usually have the sheriff's boat come out and help monitor the lake. I mean, it's a 2.25-mile swim, so we want to make sure that everyone's accounted for.
Chris Plord, also in the studio with us this morning, RN and diabetes educator. Kristen was mentioning some of these efforts, and we've talked with you over the past little while about things with getting insulin to the folks that need it and whatnot. How are things going with those efforts and initiatives with getting folks aware about diabetes and managing it?
We're still getting the word out there, like the swims to help with that. People can afford their insulin for the UP and the type 1 diabetic summit also coming up, spreading the word, linking up. There's Facebook group pages, flyers around town, all sorts of things like that.
But this swim in particular is a good awareness event for all the efforts that you're doing with diabetes education too, isn't it?
It is. It shows that, you know, there's a lot of diabetics out there swimming, and it shows that people who are diabetics still do this. They still care. It gets that word out that people who are diabetics, they do need help with some things, but they're fully capable of doing anything else anyone else can do.
The Swim Teal Lake for Diabetes is coming up on July 27th. What again, Kristen, is the website for folks to get registered?
teallakeswim.com.
Kristen, for folks that are just joining us, the Swim Teal Lake for Diabetes is coming up very soon. When is it, and what are the hours that day in terms of when the races start and everything?
All right. Saturday, July 27th is our 16th annual Swim Teal Lake. We have the 1/4-mile short and sweet swim that starts at 8:30 in the morning. And then we have two longer swims. The beginners start at 9 o'clock, and the advanced starts at 9:30.
And this is all to help raise funds for the UP Diabetes Outreach Network, a lot of what they're doing. But can people, like, can they get donations? How does this work? Or do you do a registration fee, and that's where it comes from? How do you raise the funds?
The short and sweet swim, we ask for a $20 registration fee, and the longer swims, we ask for a $75 swimmer fee. We also asked our swimmers to go out and get donations. We have the West End Health Foundation, which is matching all swimmer donations up to $20,000.
Oh, very good. Now, this is the 16th annual. You've had some good success with it. I saw a note here somewhere that said in the last several, you've gotten $160,000 that have been raised for diabetes outreach. Looking for a good year this year, aren't you?
Yes, we're looking for a very good year this year. With the West End Health Foundation matching swimmer donations, they doubled it from the past couple of years. So we're really hoping to capitalize on that we can work on some of our programming.
People sign up where?
TeallakeSwim.com.
Is there a cutoff, or can people wait till you don't want this to happen, but I'm sure people watch the weather and everything. If they are waiting to see, can you take them that morning, or do you need to have a cutoff?
Yes, we do accept registrations the day of the swim.
Okay. And Chris Bullard, also with us in the studio, diabetes educator and RN. I'm just want, you know, while we have you here this morning, Chris, you've been working on these efforts to get affordable insulin for people that need it, and also this insulin summit and diabetes summit. Tell me a little bit about those two efforts and where are things.
The initiative is a program we're working on to help UP diabetics get the insulin they need, especially if they run into funds difficulty, and the money from the swim goes toward that. The Type 1 Diabetic Summit is going to be held in November, and that's for all Type 1s and Type 1 diabetic families and pretty much anyone interested in learning about what it's like to be a Type 1.
And I'm sure we'll be talking with you before we get to that a couple of times at least to get the word out on it. But this is really a good awareness event that's coming up on July 27th, Saturday. Kristen, again, the details, when and where, and how do folks get registered?
Saturday, July 27th. The first swim starts at 8:30. Longer swims are 9 and 9:30. You can go to teallakeswim.com to register.
Well, it is coming up. It's a swim of Teal Lake, the swim Teal Lake for diabetes, and that is Saturday the 27th. Again, as Kristen mentioned, it is teallakeswim.com. That's where you can find out how you can get registered, get involved. And also, Kristen, before we let you go, you're also looking for kayakers to help and support. How, if someone's a kayaker out there, they want to get involved and help out with the effort, how do they do that?
If they want to help out, they can give me a call at 906-273-1120 and just put their name down to help out. They can show up the morning of the swim, throw their kayak in, and just kind of help keep the swimmer safe.
Very good. Well, best of luck on the effort. We're talking with Kristen Cambenzi, race director of Swim Teal Lake for Diabetes. Also in the studio, Chris Plord, RN and diabetes educator. And appreciate your time this morning, and best of luck.
Thank you.